Our next guest in this AL Central preview is from a blog of the Detroit Tigers. It's at blessyouboys.com, and it's Ian Castleberry. Ian, how are you tonight?
Good, Seth. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks again for joining us tonight. And I know we only got about 10, 11 minutes here to talk, so let's jump right into that. The Tigers were a little bit disappointing, I'm sure, last year. The real fans spend a lot of money. Didn't quite work, but what are the thoughts going into 2009 as it relates to players added or players lost, and what the general vibe is around Tigers fans?
Well, there still is a lot of disappointment over last season. I think that there's not as much excitement. I think a lot of fans maybe feel a little bit duped after last season. But I think, you know, they really can't do worse. Well, I suppose they could, but, I mean, 74 wins, last place. I mean, it's hard to believe that they would do that again. So it seems like there's nowhere else to go but up.
And I'm sure there's a lot of thought around the pitching staff, and I'm going to kind of jump. I've got general questions I'm going to ask kind of everyone from each team, but I'm really intrigued by position battles. But the first question I'm going to ask you is about rookies that you think could contribute in 2009, and kind of tying those thoughts together, could Rick Porcello really make the team out of training camp?
Yes. The bandwagon for him has really picked up steam over the past week. You know, originally the fifth starter in the rotation was thought to be a battle among Dontrell Willis, Nate Robertson, and Zach Minor, but neither of the three have really pitched well. And meanwhile, Porcello's been the best pitcher in camp. And Jim Leland hasn't been hesitant to put young pitchers in the majors before, so there's definitely a real chance for him to make the team.
Who are the starters 1 through 4 then as of today?
Justin Verlander will probably be the number one guy. If he's healthy, Jeremy Bonderman probably slots in that number two spot. Armando Galarraga would be the third guy, and Edwin Jackson would be the fourth.
Okay, and I know that when Jackson came in, there was a lot of question about the closer's job, and I thought maybe he would have a chance for that. How is that closer role kind of developing over spring training here?
Well, originally it was thought there would be a kind of a competition between Brandon Lyon and Fernando Rodney. Rodney's pitched really well, and Lyon, his first outing, I remember, in spring training didn't go so well, but he's pitched pretty well ever since, so I think it was his job to lose all along, and I don't think he's done anything to lose it. So I think Lyon is probably pretty solidly entrenched as the closer. Right,
one
now.
Kind of last question on the pitching staff then, and again, we're on with Ian Castleberry of blessyouboys.com. Is Joel Zumaia healthy?
No, he's not.
That was pretty definitive
scheduled
there, Ian.
Pardon me?
That was pretty definitive right there.
Well, he hasn't thrown in 2 weeks, and he was scheduled to pitch in a simulated game on Saturday, but was scratched from that because he had a cramp or some sort of twinge in his trapezius muscle between his neck and his shoulder. And Jim Leland came out this week, yesterday in fact, and said he didn't think Zumaia was going to be ready for opening day. So, yeah, right now he's not healthy.
Okay. Well, we've kind of covered the pitching. I'm curious, are there any position battles as it relates to the offense? And I understand that it looks like Carlos Guillen, I'm sorry, is moving out to the outfield. What does the lineup look like, and what kind of position battles are there at this point?
The lineup should be pretty much the same as last year, other than, like you said, Carlos Guillen is going to be in the outfield now. They have a new shortstop in Adam Everett. They have a new catcher, Gerald Laird. But they still have the same big bats they had last year with Magaly Ordóñez and Miguel Cabrera. Really the only position battle I think is going to be for that 13th spot. Jeff Larish, a left-handed hitting. He's usually a first baseman, but he can play both the corner infield spots, and I think he can play a little bit of left field too. He looks like the favorite for that position. Originally, it sounded like Leland preferred somebody who could back up Curtis Granderson in center field, but that might not be as much of a priority as originally thought.
One quick question would be, I know you got kind of a veteran team, so I hesitate. That's my hesitation in asking it, but is there a player you expect or you're really hoping to break out? We talked about Porcello. Is there another younger player or a player you expect to have a look-at-me type of season?
The guy who looks like a breakout right now is Ryan Perry, who they drafted last year out of the University of Arizona. And he's looked really good in spring training, and if Joel Zamaya doesn't make the team on opening day, I think Leland's going to give him that spot. He looks like the favorite, and Leland's keeping him around in Major League camp right now until Zamaya's healthy. One more guy who isn't getting a lot of publicity but almost made the team last year is another relief pitcher, Casey Fien. He had, 59 strikeouts and 60 2/3 innings last year. So he could be a strikeout guy that they really need out of the bullpen.
Sounds good. Again, that's the voice of Ian Castleberry of BlessYouBoys.com. He'll be on with us for about the next 3, maybe 4 minutes. We got just a couple questions. Next up will be Nino Cola of the Tribe Daily. We'll talk Cleveland Indians baseball. General thoughts on keys to success for Detroit this year. We mentioned last year was a disappointment. You've mentioned some hope in the bullpen to be improved and some competition in the starting staff. And, again, a lineup that's going to be solid. But what would you say are the keys to the team if they want to contend in 2009?
It's really all about the pitching. The starters need to go deeper into the games. They need to have lower pitch counts. The relievers, they need to hold the leads they're given, not blow games. They need to stay healthy. I guess you need to say that for every team.
Sure.
And really, they really need to play good defense. That was a big problem for them last year, and I think that was what they really concentrated on in their offseason acquisitions. I mean, they really think the infield defense is going to improve with Everett at shortstop and Brandon Inge back at third base, and Gerald Laird should be better behind the plate. It's hard to say right now whether Guillen is going to be an improvement in left field. I know Leland's concerned that he hasn't been playing too much outfield in the World Baseball Classic, but he's a pretty athletic guy and should be able to pick it up.
One more question, baseball related, and then I'll give you a minute to kind of talk about some of the things you're working on your site and other activities. But as of today, we got 2.5 weeks, like I mentioned with Nick, before the regular season starts. But if you were to predict today the standings at the end of the season for the AL Central, what are your thoughts as of today?
Well, like Nick, I do think Cleveland's going to win the division. I think they have a pretty strong team coming back, and I really like the moves they made with Kerry Wood and Mark DeRosa and some of the veteran guys they picked up that might be able to contribute, like Pavano. I think the Tigers are going to finish second, maybe about 88 wins, 3 games behind them. Maybe the Twins in third. I keep picking the Tigers to finish ahead of the Twins. One of these years I'm going to be right. And
I laugh as a Twins fan, but...
Yeah. I think the Royals are going to finish fourth. I really like what they did in the offseason, too. I think their bullpen could be really impressive. And Chicago had such a baffling offseason that I don't see how they can't finish last. I know they have a way of surprising, but I think they're going to hold up the bottom there.
That's surprising. I think a lot of people think that. Let me, Ian Castleberry, thank you for coming on. Let me give you about 30 seconds to talk about your website, where it's at, where we can find it, and what else you're working on.
Okay, it's BlessYouBoys.com, part of Sports Blog Nation. We try to keep up on all the breaking news, and we have open threads for each game so people can come in and discuss what's going on. We take everything seriously, but we try to have as much fun as we can and make some jokes here and there just so everybody's reminded that watching baseball is pretty fun.
It's always a good thing to remember. And it's been fun talking to you about the Detroit Tigers. Maybe if the Twins and Tigers have a series later in the year, we'll do this again. And I've really enjoyed
it.
And learning a little bit more about your team. meant to do this last week, and I went and got a little bit busy and didn't have a show. So I apologize for that, but I'm glad we were able to do it this week.
No problem
at all. Thank you again for coming in. I really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me on, Seth.